Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Creating and Capturing Value Through Crowdsourcing. Edited by Christopher L. Tucci, Alan Afua, and Gianluigi Viscusi. Narrated by Walter Dixon. Foreword to Creating and Capturing Value Through Crowdsourcing. Henry Chesbrough. Innovation has come a long way in a short period of time. Just 30 years ago, thinkers like Michael Porter of Harvard were telling innovators to invest heavily in internal R&D to use as a barrier against their competitors. The idea was that this investment would differentiate the company in the market, and that only those companies who made similar levels of investment could keep up. This R&D activity was organized inside the company, and its results shared with no one until the products that resulted from innovation went to market. The leading companies of the day were distinguished in part by the level of their internal R&D spending. Computer makers like IBM poured their dollars into new computer hardware and software. AT&T built out its Bell Laboratories research system, perhaps the most accomplished industrial lab of its day. Automakers such as Ford, GM, and Chrysler spent billions each year in rolling out new cars and trucks. Pharmaceutical giants such as Merck created powerful research arms that reached back into the basic sciences of biology and chemistry and filled their product pipelines with compounds they discovered and developed inside their own four walls. Today, things are very different in most industries, not only in the U.S., but around the world. The model of industrial innovation has moved on from this inwardly focused, vertically integrated approach that I call a closed innovation system. Open innovation today prevails, as organizations make extensive use and reuse of external ideas and technologies in their own innovation activities, while unused or underused ideas and technologies internally are allowed to go to the outside for others to utilize. The result is a much deeper division of innovation labor, where specialist firms contribute discoveries and innovations that connect together to form a web of innovation. Startups and small to medium-sized enterprises, and even individuals, play a far more significant role, while the large firms seek to attract and collaborate with these small, agile, skilled participants. Data from the National Science Foundation on R&D spending in the U.S. over the past 30 years bears out the extent of this shift. Large firms with more than 25,000 employees were responsible for 70% of the industrial R&D spending done in the U.S. in 1981. But their share of R&D spending shrank by half to 35% in 2007. In contrast, small firms with less than 1,000 employees increased their share of R&D spending from 4% to 24% during that period. Note that large firms are still important in industrial R&D because their share is still very big, 35%. The amount of R&D spending in large firms increased from $21.2 billion in 1981 to $94.8 billion in 2011, a factor of four. However, the increase in R&D expenditures of small firms is even more impressive. Firms with less than 1,000 employees spent $64.7 billion on R&D in 2011, compared with $1.3 billion in 1981. 50 times as much spending. Another way to look at this is smaller firm R&D spending overall has grown 10 times as fast as large company spending over these 26 years. Clearly, the world of innovation has changed. You can see this new, deeper division of innovation labor in practice as well as in the statistics. IBM now makes more money from its services business, where it supports the hardware and software of many other companies, including its competitors, than it does from its traditional product businesses. Cell phone manufacturers strive to attract applications developers to their platforms to boost the range and quality of services that customers can install on their phones. The pharmaceutical industry now licenses in most of its compounds in its product pipeline from external sources, such as universities and young biotech firms, rather than carrying projects from the laboratory bench all the way through to market. Automakers now rely primarily on their suppliers and their suppliers' suppliers for new innovations. Within this overall shift toward more open innovation, crowdsourcing is also growing in importance. The fundamental insight underlying crowdsourcing, which is shared by open innovation, is that useful knowledge is widely distributed around the world. No one has a monopoly on that knowledge. Once you accept that, you must face the question of how best to access the wealth of knowledge around the globe. Crowdsourcing is a powerful answer to that question. Done right, it taps into the knowledge, creativity, insight, and skill of the world around you. It can find solutions to previously intractable problems. It can help you predict next month's sales or next season's fashions. It can improve the management of your supply chain. It can enhance your customers' experience of your products and services. It even frequently outperforms polling in predicting the winners of elections. And often, these improved outcomes can be created with surprisingly modest investments. You will hear about many crowdsourcing examples in this book, so I will confine myself here to one. The company Innocentive. Innocentive has built an online network of more than 200,000 people around the world who go to its website to consider challenges that companies have posted prizes to have solved. These problems are usually technical in nature and quite difficult to solve, which is why leading companies that have not found answers internally have reached out to the Innocentive community for solutions. One intractable problem arose from the aftermath of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. The crude oil spilled had settled on the ocean floor, hundreds of feet below the surface, in very cold water. The combination of pressure and cold temperatures made it impossible to suck up the oil from the ocean floor. This was the challenge presented to the Innocentive community. Happily, a solution was found from Innocentive's crowd of hundreds of thousands of experts. But the solution came from an unlikely place, one that suggests the value of the crowdsourcing approach. An engineer with extensive experience in the cement industry realized that cement companies employed vibration to keep cement from setting before it had been delivered and deployed in its final location. That same vibration could make the oil on the ocean floor more viscous, allowing it to be sucked off of the ocean floor. A test of the idea demonstrated that it actually worked. The prize was paid, and the technique recovered a great deal of the oil that might otherwise have lingered for decades, continuing to damage the surrounding environment. As you will also hear in this book, crowdsourcing is not a panacea for all ills and can lead to terrible results if it is not managed properly. If, for example, the crowd of contributors are not independent of one another, the crowd can become a herd, charging off in a single direction instead of balancing the different perspectives of people to provide a reliable prediction of a future event or activity. Crowdsourcing is thus a powerful resource for innovators. Like most powerful resources, this power can be mismanaged as well. That is why you would be well advised to hear this book, drink in its insights, and then apply it to your own challenges. A world of people and organizations are available to assist you if you have the commitment and care to engage them properly. List of contributors. Alan Afua is Professor of Corporate Strategy and International Business at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. He received his PhD from MIT. His honors include the 1999 MBA Teacher of the Year at Michigan, his 2012 article, Crowdsourcing as a Solution to Distant Search, co-authored with Christopher Tucci, won the 2012 AMR Best Paper Award when the journal was ranked the number one scholarly journal in the categories of management and business. His first book, Innovation Management, Strategies, Implementation, and Profits, published by Oxford University Press, has been translated into several languages. His second book, Internet Business Models, co-authored with Christopher Tucci and published by McGraw-Hill, has also been translated into many languages and has over 2,500 Google citations. His latest book is Business Model Innovation, published by Routledge. His research has been published in the Academy of Management Annals, Academy of Management Journal, AMJ, Academy of Management Review, AMR, Strategic Management Journal, Journal of Management, Research Policy, Industrial and Corporate Change, IEEE Transactions on Engineering Management, and Sloan Management Review. Marcel Bogers is Professor of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the Department of Food and Resource Economics, Unit for Innovation, Entrepreneurship and Management at the Section for Production, Markets and Policy, University of Copenhagen. He obtained a combined BSc and MSc in Technology and Society, Innovation Sciences, from Eindhoven University of Technology, and a PhD in Management of Technology from École Polytechnique Fédérale Lausanne, Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. He previously held visiting positions at the University of Southern Denmark, where most of his research for this book was conducted, Chalmers University of Technology, and the University of Trento. His main interests center on the design, organization, and management of technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship in general, and on openness and participation in innovation and entrepreneurial processes in particular. More specifically, he has studied areas such as business models, open innovation, users as innovators, collaborative prototyping, family firms, improvisation, and university-industry relations. Alexander Brehm holds the Chair of Technology Management at the Friedrich Alexander Universität Erlangen-Nuremberg. Moreover, he is honorary professor at the University of Southern Denmark, Sønderborg, Denmark. His research interest is in technology and innovation management, with a special focus on boundaries to psychology, marketing, and entrepreneurship. Vincenzo Butice is a PhD student at the School of Management of Politecnico di Milano. He graduated in Management and Production Engineering from Politecnico di Milano. His interests are in the area of entrepreneurship, particularly in the cultural and creative industries. He is also studying ways in which crowdfunding supports innovative entrepreneurial ventures. Antonio Cordella is an associate professor at the London School of Economics and Political Science, LSE, and a visiting professor at the Maastricht Graduate School of Governance, UN Merit, the Netherlands. His research interests cover the areas of government, economic theories of information systems, and the social studies of information systems. His publications address problems related to the adoption of ICTs in the public sector and discuss the institutional and organizational implication of such adoptions. An Italian national, he holds a PhD in information systems from Gothenburg University, Sweden. Daniel Curto Millet recently completed his PhD at the London School of Economics and Political Science. His research interests include open source phenomena, development processes, and the collaborative economy. He is currently Marie Curie Research Fellow at the Spanish National Research Council and retains an affiliation to the UAM Accenture Chair at the Universidad Autónoma de Madrid. Before that, he was Research Fellow at ESCP Europe, working on STARS for All, a Horizon 2020 funded project under the CAPS 2020 call for advancing collective social innovation platforms that he helped draft. He has published in the Journal of Information Technology and has presented at major IS and management conferences. Anne-Laure Fayard is Associate Professor of Management in the Department of Technology Management and Innovation at NYU Tandon School of Engineering, and is affiliated with the Department of Management and Organizations at NYU Stern Business School. Her research interests involve communication, collaboration, design, culture, and space, with a focus on interactions, particularly those between people and technology. Her work has been published in several leading journals, such as Organization Science, Information Systems Research, Organization Studies, and Harvard Business Review. She is also the author, with Anka Mathieu, of The Power of Writing in Organizations, Routledge 2012. Prior to joining NYU Tandon, Fayard was a faculty member at INSEAD, or INSEAD, in Singapore and France. She holds a PhD in Cognitive Science from the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales, Paris, an MPhil in Cognitive Science from École Polytechnique, Paris, and an MA and MPhil in Philosophy from La Sorbonne, Paris. Chiara Franzoni is Associate Professor at the School of Management of Politecnico di Milano. Her research expertise is in the area of economics of science and innovation. She has conducted research on the financing of science and innovation, including crowdfunding. She also studies crowd science and online participation of citizens in public watch and policymaking. Her research has been published in Science, Nature Biotechnology, Entrepreneurship, Theory and Practice, PNAS, Economics Letters, Research Policy, Industrial and Corporate Change, and elsewhere. Christian Horn is working at the Department of Strategy at the business software company Datev EG in Nuremberg, Germany. He received his diploma in business administration at the Otto Friedrich University of Bamberg, where he also gained his PhD in marketing and innovation management. During his time at university, he worked as a lecturer and research assistant at several national and international higher education institutions, for example in South Korea, Belgium, and Germany. Also, he was active in consulting and cooperation projects with large companies such as Adidas AG, Siemens AG, and several small and medium-sized enterprises. Christian is author, reviewer, and presenter for international journals, books, and conferences in his fields of research, including innovation management, open innovation, crowdsourcing, prediction markets, strategic management, and marketing and technology management. Karl Heinz Leitner is senior scientist at the Austrian Institute of Technology and professor for innovation management at the University of Graz. His main research interests cover changing R&D and innovation processes, science-industry relations, research policy, and the valuation of intellectual capital. Karl Heinz Leitner has conducted research and consultancy projects funded by agencies, ministries, and the European Commission. Between 2009 and 2012, he coordinated a FP7-funded foresight project about the future of innovation, INFU. His research has been published in, amongst others, R&D Management, Management Accounting Research, International Journal of Innovation Management, and Small Business Economics. Natalia Levina is Toyota Motors Corporation Term Chair and Professor of Information Systems at New York University Stern School of Business. Her research has appeared in Information Systems Research, MIS Quarterly, Organization Science, and Academy of Management Journal, among others. Her main research interest is in understanding how people span organizational, professional, cultural, and other boundaries in order to generate innovative ideas and products, and how boundary-spanning practices impact firm sourcing strategy. She primarily uses qualitative methods and practice theory in her research, and is a co-founder of the Grounded Theory Methods Group within the Association of Information Systems. She has served as a senior editor for Information Systems Research and on the editorial boards of the Organization Science and Information and Organization Journals. She received her Ph.D. in Information Systems from Massachusetts Institute of Technology and B.A. and M.A. degrees in Mathematics and Computer Science from Boston University. Arsalan Nisar is an assistant professor at the Enterprise Institute, where he holds the chair of Energy and Innovation Management. Prior to this, he completed his postdoctoral fellowship at the Center for Social and Sustainable Innovation, Gustafson School of Business at University of Victoria, conducting research on the role of open innovation in business sustainability. Furthermore, he was a postdoctoral fellow at the School of Economics and Business, Norwegian University of Life Sciences, exploring the role of storytelling in crowd-based platforms for scaling new ventures. He has a Ph.D. in Industrial Management from the School of Industrial Engineering, Technical University of Madrid, and an MBA from University of Aberdeen. During his doctoral studies, he was a visiting scholar to ESCP Europe Business School and the Chair of Strategy and Innovation at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Zurich. Currently, Arsalan is exploring the role of innovation and business model design within the energy industry. Further, he remains interested in broadening the research on hybrid organizations, the paradox of multiple organizational forms, and crowd-based platforms. Andrea Poletti is a PhD candidate in Information Systems and Innovation at the Department of Management at the London School of Economics and Political Science, LSE. He holds a master's degree in Management of Information Systems and Digital Innovation, MISDI or MISDI, from LSE, and a Master of Public Administration, MPA, from Tsinghua University in Beijing, China. He received his BA in Political Science from Lewis University in Rome, Italy. Andrea's research focuses on digital strategy in the private and public sectors and design of information systems, IS. Andrea examines different forms of co-creation that can increase the value of products and services. He is also researching how to design IS to create new forms of private and public organizations that directly involve citizens and clients in the production of services and products. Prior to joining the LSE, Andrea served for 3 years in the Italian Navy, and finally, during his studies, he also worked in several startup projects in Italy and China. Garija V. Ranadei is a postdoctoral researcher at Microsoft Research, Redmond. Before this, she was a lecturer in EECS, or EECS, at UC Berkeley, working on designing and teaching the pilot version for 16AB, the new first-year EECS classes. She received an MS and PhD in EECS from UC Berkeley and an SB in EECS from MIT. She has worked on topics in brain-machine interfaces, information theory, control theory, wireless communications, and crowdsourcing. Cristina Rossi Lamastra is an associate professor at Politecnico di Milano School of Management. Her research interests deal with entrepreneurship and organizational economics. Cristina has published on these topics in Management Science, Entrepreneurship Theory and Practice, California Management Review, and Research Policy, among others. She is associate editor of the Journal of Small Business Management and the Journal of Industrial and Business Economics. Paola Ravelli is a PhD student at Politecnico di Milano School of Management. In 2013, she was awarded a master's degree in Management Engineering at Politecnico di Milano, summa cum laude. She carries out research on organizational design and on TMT's functioning, with specific focus on delegation. Maha Sheikh is Associate Professor at Warwick Business School, WBS, University of Warwick. Maha has a PhD in Information Systems from the London School of Economics and Political Science, LSE. Maha is also a research associate at the LSE. Her past affiliations include the University of Limerick, where she worked on a number of projects including the OPAALS, or OPALS, project with Professor Brian Fitzgerald. She has also worked with Professor Leslie Wilcox at the LSE studying the relationship of open source to outsourcing, open innovation, and open business models. Dr. Sheikh has been focused on open source, open innovation, and new forms of sourcing for a number of years, and has published in the Journal of the Association of Information Systems, Information Systems Research, and Government Information Quarterly. Dr. Sheikh is co-author of Adopting Open Source Software, a Practical Guide, published by the MIT Press. Jan Henrik Zieg holds a PhD in Innovation Management from ETH Zurich, Department of Management, Technology and Economics, where his research focused on open innovation and the knowledge-based view of the firm. He currently works as a management consultant, serving banks, asset managers, and institutional investors in Europe and the Middle East. Jonathan Sims is Assistant Professor of Strategy at Babson College. He holds a PhD in management from the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin, an MBA from the Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland, and a BA in political science from Emory University. Jonathan's research and teaching interests lie at the intersection of strategy, entrepreneurship, and technology innovation. Specifically, he studies how entrepreneurial companies develop and implement technology strategies in cooperation with external communities. He has organized and moderated several conference workshops on researching open innovation. Prior to returning to academia, Jonathan was an entrepreneur and consultant to both nonprofit and for-profit ventures. Melissa Shundich, is devoted to building bridges between academic research and industrial practices in the field of crowdsourcing. She has been engaged in several projects dealing with transformation and innovation management in large enterprises, with the goal of attaining and retaining cutting-edge operations. Melissa holds master's degrees in informatics and business informatics, and a postgraduate diploma from Vienna University of Technology and the Innovation Incubation Center. Her extensive experience in applied research was gained through her work as junior researcher and lecturer at Vienna University of Technology, and her research work related to open and user innovation, crowdsourcing, and idea contests. She has published in scientific journals and conference proceedings in Austria, Germany, France, and the USA. Melissa was awarded the Young Innovators Professional Award by the Austrian Federal Ministry of Science, Research and Economy in 2012. She has several years of industry experience in the fields of information technology, financial services, and telecommunication, with an emphasis on digital services, early-stage innovation projects, and above all, web and mobile app development. Christopher L. Tucci is Dean of the College of Management of Technology at the École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, EPFL, where he holds the Corporate Strategy and Innovation. He received the degrees of Ph.D. in Management from the Sloan School of Management, MIT, S.M., Technology and Policy, from MIT, and B.S., Mathematical Sciences, A.B., Music, and M.S., Computer Science, from Stanford University. Before returning for his Ph.D., he was an industrial computer scientist involved in developing internet protocols and applying artificial intelligence tools to solving industrial problems. Professor Tucci joined EPFL in 2003, where he teaches courses in Technology and Innovation Management, TIM or TIM, Information Technology Strategy, and Research Methods. His primary areas of interest are business models, open innovation, crowdsourcing, and dynamic capabilities. He is also studying how the popularization of the Internet affects firms in different industries. He has published articles in, among others, Academy of Management Review, AMR, Strategic Management Journal, Management Science, Research Policy, Communications of the ACM, Strategic Entrepreneurship Journal, and Journal of Product Innovation Management. His 2012 article, Crowdsourcing as Solution to Distant Search, won the best paper of 2012 for AMR, which was ranked the number one scholarly journal in the categories of management and business. He was the TIM department editor for the IEEE Transactions on Engineering Management, and is associate editor of Academy of Management Discoveries. In 2004, he was elected to the five-year division leadership track of the Academy of Management's AOM TIM division. In 2010, he was elected to the leadership track of the SMS's Strategy and Entrepreneurship Division. In 2013, he was elected to the AOM's Board of Governors. Lav R. Varshney is an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. His research centers on the science and engineering of socio-technical systems, and is driven by a desire to improve individual and collective intelligence in modern environments. He draws on techniques from information theory, statistical signal processing, and data analytics. He was previously a research staff member at the IBM Thomas J. Watson Research Center, Yorktown Heights, New York, where he developed analytical techniques to improve IBM's internal crowdsourcing platform and global service delivery system. He also previously conceptualized IBM's computational creativity system for producing novel and flavorful culinary recipes, and led its design and development. He received his B.S. degree from Cornell University and his S.M., E.E., and Ph.D. degrees from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Gianluigi Viscusi, Ph.D., is a research fellow at the Chair of Corporate Strategy and Innovation, CSI, of the EPFL. His areas of expertise include information system strategy and planning, business modeling, public policy and ICT-enabled innovation, e-government, information quality and value, service management and engineering, and social study of information systems. Currently, he is specifically interested in four.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?